or live in heaven forever. Without tears, without any fear, without any devil, without any disease, without any terrorism, without any hunger, and all these problems we have, you better pray always that our God would count you worthy of this calling to escape that lake of fire and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power in your life. God, have mercy, you ain't worthy of eternal life and for what God has laid up for you. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. When will this be? Matthew 25, verse 31. The Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. He'll sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He'll divide or separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He'll put His sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left, and He'll say to those sheep, "Come, blessed are My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." That word blessed means, come, you that are happy, made happy by My Father. I'm going to even make you happier. He said, "I was hungry and you gave Me meat. I was thirsty and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger, you took Me in. I was naked, you clothed Me. I was sick and you visited Me. I was in prison, you came to Me." They'll say, "Lord, when?" He said, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these My brethren, you ministered to God's own people. You did it unto Me." Verse 41, "Then shall He say to them on His left hand, depart from Me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, because you live selfishly, egotistically, rebelliously. I was hungry and you gave Me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave Me no drink. I was a stranger and you took Me not in. Naked, you didn't clothe Me. Sick and in prison, you visited Me not. When, Lord? Inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, My brethren, you did it not unto Me. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." What a difference there when God separates us with finality. When the books are balanced. When everything we ever done, your old bad attitude, your old lust, your old pride, your old rebellion is all brought up. And God says, "What you did in secret, I'm going to tell from the housetops on you. Don't let everybody know about you. You might have got away with it. I'm going to tell on you. Your neighbors, your family, your friends, and everybody's going to hear about it. And they're going to see the great visitation of My wrath." In Mark, the 9th chapter, Jesus said some more here about not having your name in the book of life. Verse 43, "If thy right thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. If your foot offend thee, cut it off. Better for thee to enter hall into life than having two hands to be cast into hell, where the fire never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not," that's your soul, "dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If your eye offend you, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Lord, just before this in the 8th chapter, verses 36 and 37, Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he'll gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" You want everything? You want everything? What if you do gain the world and lose your own soul? What you going to give in exchange for your soul? That old song says, "What will you give in exchange? What will you give in exchange? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God would call you away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?" God have mercy. Playing around with our souls. Want to keep these old bodies in good shape. Fool around with God. Monkey around. getting ourselves in a mess. Isaiah, the 65th chapter. A beautiful another scripture here. It adds a little more weight to this predicament we get into, that God will not be into the lake of fire. Verse 17, God says, "Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." God says, all the things I've ever created, I'm going to forget it. Hell. Yeah, you'll forget it. The lake of fire. Put the devil in it. Everybody else in it. Who else is going to be there? Lord, have mercy. Let me read you that list. Revelation 21, verses 7 and 8. I want to include verse 6 in it. He said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega." That's Jesus, the beginning and the end. "I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh." That sound like Revelation 3 and 5? If you overcome, I won't blot your name out of my book. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." But you've got some overcoming betwixt now and then. Don't claim the book of life unless you overcome. Your name won't be there. Now he says, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, more terrible than anything you can ever imagine." But listen to what it says now. It didn't just say whoremongers and murderers and liars and sorcerers. It said fearful and unbelieving. Fearful. The fearful and unbelieving will not be there. You don't believe everything about God. Oh, you can believe something. Everybody believes something. You got to believe it all. You don't believe God's word. You don't believe that God means what he says. You don't live like the man after God's own heart. Psalm 119, verse 120, "My flesh trembleth for fear of thee." My God, you think of hell, the lake of fire, put into Dickens won't make you tremble. Somebody won't tremble at that. You ain't going to never make it. "My flesh trembleth for fear of thee." I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of your judgments, God. The Lord says, hey, Matthew 25, 41. "Then shall he also say to them on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire." Now who was hell prepared for? God never in the beginning prepared it for man. Prepared for the devil and his demons or angels. God never made hell for man to go to, or the lake of fire. He made it for the devil and his angels. 2 Peter 2 and 4. "God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness and reserved them unto judgment." God have mercy. What is judgment going to mean to you when you don't obey the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4, 16, 17 and 18. "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous just barely or scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly?" You live ungodly as a sinner. I mean, as a Christian. You live ungodly, but you're a Christian, but you live ungodly. Then where are you and that sinner going to appear? You're going to be right there together, buddies, in judgment on the left hand. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. He that sinneth against me," God proclaimed, "shall I blot out of my book." Yeah, your name was there, son. I blotted it out months ago. Your name was blotted out. You were rebellious. You were fearful. You were unbelieving. Jesus is coming to take out of his kingdom everything that works iniquity and is offensive to God Almighty and the Spirit of God that you grieved with your unholy